Sundaramma by Swami Abhishektananda. During April 1953, Sundaramma arrived at Arunachala to spend 48 days in retreat in a hut close to that of Lakshmi Devi, for whom she had a great admiration. We were thus living very close to each other, but apart from the customary greetings, neither she nor I made any attempt to get into conversation. One day, towards the end of her retreat, she invited me and some other sadhus to share a meal at her cell. It was the Telugu New Year's Day. It was then, before the meal began, that she told me her story. She belonged to a wealthy Telugu family of Madras. She married young, but very soon lost her husband. As a widow, she continued to live at home, surrounded by the love of her parents and brothers. She rarely went out, and when she did, it was always with her father. One day, he took her to the neighboring temple to hear a talk given by a sadhu. This sadhu was a devotee of the Maharishi. He told his audience about the sage's conversion, his disappearance from the world, leaving Madurai, his resort to the mountain of Arunachala, and the rest. Sundaramma was deeply moved. She begged her father to allow her to accompany some pilgrims to Arunachala. He refused, but promised that he would soon take her there himself. But the promise was not fulfilled. Sundaramal passed the time thinking of Ramana and praying to him. She soon lost her appetite and was unable to sleep. But her father always had some specially urgent work which prevented him from taking her to Thiruvannamalai. One afternoon, about 4 o'clock, she seemed to see Ramana coming down the mountain and approaching her. "Sundaramal, have no fear," he said to her. "It is I. Enough of this weeping and not eating or sleeping. Come, I am expecting you." Her heart was filled with joy. Once more, she appealed to her father, and once more he put off the pilgrimage to another day. Some weeks later, she was alone one night in her room, weeping and calling on the Maharishi. Then, quite worn out, she fell asleep. Suddenly, she felt a blow on her side and awoke with a start. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. There was the Maharishi standing by the head of her cot. "Come," was all he said. She followed him downstairs, crossed the hall, and came out on the veranda. Hardly had she reached it when, to her alarm, she found herself alone. The Maharishi had disappeared. She sat down uneasily. Soon, a rickshaw appeared, and the rickshaw puller said, "Is this number 12? And are you Sundaramal? An old sadhu told me to come here and take you to the bus. Get in." Sundaramal thought quite simply, "It is Bhagavan, the Maharishi," and got into the rickshaw. At the bus stand, she and the rickshaw puller were both surprised not to find the old sadhu. However, she asked for the Thiruvannamalai bus and got in. Somewhere on the way, her bus passed another one from which someone alighted and then entered the Thiruvannamalai bus. "Are you Sundaramal?" he asked. "Yes, I am," she replied. "Good. Bhagavan has sent me to look for you." In the evening, she reached Thiruvannamalai and retired for the night in one of the large halls kept for pilgrims. She prepared a cake to offer to Bhagavan and fell asleep, full of joy. The next morning, she went to the ashram and fell at the feet of Bhagavan. "Here you are at last," he said to her. Some days later, her brothers arrived, unable to understand how this child, who by herself had never set foot outside her home, could have managed to reach Tiruvannamalai. But Sundaramal was so deeply absorbed that she never even saw her brothers, either in the hall or at midday in the dining hall. Only in the evening were they able to approach her. They told her how upset everyone was at home and begged her to return. If she wanted, they would build her a hermitage in the garden. But nothing moved her, and the brothers even spoke of taking her home by force. "If you do, I will throw myself into your well," she said. Her brothers had to yield, but they soon returned with their father. They found her in a cottage near the ashram and arranged for her continued stay there as well as they could. During the 15 years that remained of the Maharishi's life, she never left Tiruvannamalai even for a day. This was the story that Sundaramal told me that morning. Sundaramal, who could never speak of God without her voice breaking with emotion and her eyes filling with tears. Sourced from The Mountain Path, October 1980, rendered from French into English by Father James Stewart.